Audio Bible, Proverbs, Chapter 19. Better a poor man who walks with integrity than a fool whose lips are perverse. Even zeal is no good without knowledge, and he who hurries his footsteps misses the mark. A man's own folly subverts his way, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth attracts many friends, but a poor man is deserted by his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and one who utters lies will not escape. Many seek the favor of the prince, and everyone is a friend of the gift giver. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends avoid him? He may pursue them with pleading, but they are nowhere to be found. He who acquires wisdom loves himself. One who safeguards understanding will find success. A false witness will not go unpunished, and one who pours out lies will perish. Luxury is unseemly for a fool. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A man's insight gives him patience, and his virtue is to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping. Houses and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and an idle soul will suffer hunger. He who keeps a commandment preserves his soul, but he who is careless in his ways will die. Kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord, and he will repay the lender. Discipline your son, for in that there is hope. Do not be party to his death. A man of great anger must pay the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do so again. Listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord will prevail. The desire of a man is loving devotion, better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, that one may rest content, without visitation from harm. The slacker buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a mocker, and the simple will beware. Rebuke the discerning man, and he will gain knowledge. He who assaults his father or evicts his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. If you cease to hear instruction, my son, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks justice, and a wicked mouth swallows iniquity. Judgments are prepared for mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools.